It's WXRT and HD1 Chicago. Well, welcome to Live from Studio X. This is the continuing series on XRT that brings some of your favorite artists to small, intimate venues. My name is Marty Leonards. It's so great to be here today with all of you at Main Stage. Let's hear it for Main Stage. And it's also great to welcome back a band who has been on Studio X before, but it's even cooler just to welcome them back. It's been 5 years. There's a new album coming out in October called Glad All Over, and we couldn't be happier to have them here today. Would you please welcome the Wallflowers?
All right, thank you guys. Something new, it's called First One in the Car. Yeah. behind the wheel. You looking at me in the side view mirror. You're changing your clothes in the backseat. You slept from a girl to a woman in less than a minute.
It's the Wallflowers live from Studio X on XRT. Oh, very nice. A couple songs from the new album. Glad All Over, Doubles Waltz, and First One in the Car. Welcome back. It's great to have you guys back.
Good to be back. Thanks.
So, you've been gone for like 5 years as the Wallflowers. You've all been doing other things, though. But let's go back 5 years. You were going to take a break. When does a break turn into a hiatus? How does that happen?
Yeah, it was 7 years.
It's been 7 years.
Yeah. Wow. It just kept going and going and going. Everybody got busy. And we'd actually been trying to get together for the last couple years, but everybody had commitments, so we just kind of had to wait for things to play out.
Yeah.
So we could clear out the time.
Well, that is a long time. How does it feel to be back playing together again like this? It must be so much fun.
Yeah! It feels fun from up here. Does it feel fun from out there? Yeah, no, we're having a blast. We've been patient. We finished months ago in February, really, so we're just now getting the chance to go out and play, and we just did the last week or so. So we couldn't be having more fun.
Yeah. So you recorded this record in Nashville?
Yeah, we did it at a Dan Auerbach studio out in Nashville. We did it in about 4 weeks, played live in the studio the way rock bands should do it, I think, you know? Yeah. All amps in one room, and, you know, if you messed up, you kind of had to do another take, you know?
Yeah, well, that must be a very busy studio these days. Auerbach is recording so many things there.
He seems doing well. It's a busy place. Yeah. We liked it.
I think he finished Dr. John right before we got there. I think that's what we waited for, was for that record to be done. And then someone came right in when we left. So,
now, the songs from this record, did you write these specifically for this? Have these songs been bubbling around for a while? Or?
No, these were all written mostly in Nashville. A couple of them were brought there, but we tried something a bit different for us, where we all had a lot of discussions before going to Nashville, and we kind of agreed that we'll just play, we'll just go there, and I'll bring a whole lot of words, a whole lot of lyrics, and we'll find places for me to sing them and put songs together. And that doesn't suggest at all that it was quick or easy or hasty. I wouldn't be proud of that it didn't take long. It just happened that we were having such a good time that it wasn't as complicated as maybe some people might make it.
But no, it's complicated as we used to make it.
Yeah, most of it was written there.
Yeah, well, that's almost like working without a net. You go in the studio and the songs just sort of come organically.
I think
that's,
we had a hunch
exciting.
It was going to work. I don't think some of the people working with us were too excited about that. That we're going to go to Nashville. Can we hear some songs? No. There's really nothing. There's nothing to really play yet. Yeah. We'd even gone down and met with Jay Joyce, who produced the record, and he asked, "Can you just play me anything?" I said, "I cannot play you anything at all." So in retrospect, I think people working with us were pretty faithful, which was what I was saying. Is it's going to sound like the Wallflowers that you know, but better than ever. So that's all I could really say.
Yeah. Well, I've had a chance to listen to the whole record, and it's pretty cool because you're doing a lot of new things on this record, but it still is staying true to what the Wallflowers have always been. That's kind of cool. There's some sounds on this record that we've never heard from the Wallflowers before, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I think it's familiar. I think that if you like the group, you'll be pleasantly surprised. But yeah, I think you'll recognize it. If you know, it sounds like us, but I think we really pushed each other in the whole process.
Well, the first song was released from the record just the other day. It's called Reboot the Mission. Now, that sounds a little different.
That sounds different?
A little bit. Yeah, you have Mick Jones working on it. Mick Jones from The Clash.
Yep.
How did Mick come into helping out with this? How did that all happen?
He just pushed himself right in and demanded it. Yeah. First, he tried to get me fired and then just work with the band. No. Well, we did the song and we realized that it was, when you hear it, I think it's not surprising. Of course, we were talking about The Clash and referencing their music when we put that song together. And then there's also the mention of Joe Strummer in the song, who Jack here got the chance to play with years ago. So then you add it all up. It just kind of made a lot of sense. It'd be silly not to ask if Mick wanted to. And I've met him before a number of times, and we just tracked him down. And, why not ask?
Now, did he come in the studio when we were on that?
Then it became, okay, well, we hope he likes it. And then when he said yes, it was kind of a relief for us. And
Did he work in the studio with you on that?
Well, I'd like to tell you it was this terrific late night. Oh, my God. Cooked this thing up together, but I think we all probably imagine at this point we sent some files around. That's how it works now.
It was like a modern cyberspace evening. It was kind of like,
well, he fit in the song
sitting in
seamlessly.
What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? God, I hope it's great. And then it was.
Well, he really fits in the song well, and it's a really cool song. And would you guys like to play it for us?
Yeah, I would like to.
All right, let's reboot the mission. Sure. It's the Wallflowers here on XRT's live from Studio X.
Otherwise,
closer. I wanna tell you, you've had it coming. Eyes on the prize, reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision. Yeah, eyes on the prize, reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision. Move your body, oh look alive. Oh, don't you think it wants out sometime? It's even better than you've implied. Dice on the table, let it ride. The movie's showing over the buildings. Midnight shifts are just beginning. I'll let your hair down. I want you singing. I gotta say it. We've had it coming. Eyes on the prize. Reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision. Eyes on the prize. Reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision. No matter how you use it or which way you swing. Even the longest day is so pointless. I'll throw your shoes off, hand in the ring. Shoot your hook shot, the whole thing. I'll welcome Jack, the new drummer. He's jammed with the mighty, with Joe Strummer. I see Ronnie, Greg and Stewart. I gotta say it, Jimmy, we've had it coming. Eyes on the prize, reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision. Yeah, eyes on the prize, reboot the mission. I lost my sight, but not the vision. Yeah. I hear something brand new. This is called Love is a Country. The birds are returning. We're safe enough to say that much is true. With the desert that borders between me and you, where more than a few good men have failed to come back or get through. The only things living around here don't want to talk. And the wine isn't working. The vacancy signs are off. The hardships of marching, they've only just begun. Love is a country better crossed with someone. In the window of a moving train that looks almost human. She barrels down the tracks and comes my way. This no good dog of mine is the heart of a street.
is down in the ditch like before I've even a chance to call his name. I'm watching the clouds overwhelmingly hitting the sun. What's just after lightning and before thunder comes? Where nothing really happens, but suddenly then it does. Love is a country that is served with someone. Evening, you last came home. It was warm as the devil sat back up with his boots to put back on. He said you never get boring, you keep me young. There's more work than ever, there's still only one of me to get it done. Now her rings on the sea, red shotgun next to my house. With her name on the window, a fog settles down on the glass. I'm nowhere in the middle of somewhere that has no past. My love is a country and leaving my welcome back. Welcome back. Love is a country that will be overcome. We will be overcome.
It's the Wallflowers live from Studio X here on XRT. Love is a country. Reboot the Mission from Glad All Over. So Reboot the Mission, just to talk about that for another second, that's the lyrics in that song, contained in that song, almost, that's like an interview right there. It kind of says that you guys are back and you're back playing together again. That's kind of cool. I like
it
that.
It does. Yeah. Isn't that great news?
Yeah. I think Jacob is going to start putting all his lyrics in interview form, and then you don't have to ask him anything. What do you think?
Right. So my next question will be answered in the next song.
Dude,
thank you.
Dude, you said my name in a song. It's crazy.
Your name checked in the song. How about that?
Unbelievable.
And so is Jack in the back. You made a reference to that. Jack Irons, ladies and gentlemen. You probably have heard his work.
Sorry if I've been blocking Jack all night. I didn't mean to.
But it's great to have all you guys here. You know, it really is. You guys have provided XRT with so many great songs that we've played, you know, since you've been around. And this new album is just going to give us more songs to play. And we're so happy that you're back.
Well, that's nice of you. You guys have always been supporting us, so it's good to be here.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
And I know you're doing a little promo tour right now. I would guess you're going to come back to Chicago and do a bigger show at some point.
Yeah, of course we will.
Yeah. But anyway, once again, thanks for being here. If you could take us out with another song, that'd be great.
Okay, awesome. If you like this one, maybe you could give it a few spins on your station.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, maybe we will. Okay. We'll let you know.
If you like it, we'll talk after the show.
Okay. This could be really exciting. It's always great to hear new music. It's the Wallflowers, live from Studio X on XRT.
Broken heart disease as I listen to the cemetery streets.
broken arm of human law. Always seemed like such a waste. She's always had a pretty face, and I wondered she hung around this place. Like Independence Day, and I can't break away from this parade. There's got to be an opening somewhere here in front of me. Now through the space of ugliness and greed, well, I seen the sign ahead at the Canyon Line Bridge, saying all was good and nothingness is dead. Well, my sister was out of breath. She waited. This cut left, she hit the end. It was just you with her legs. But the engine doesn't change. What smells like cheap wine and cigarettes? This place is always such a mess. Sometimes I wanna watch it burn. I sit alone and I feel just like someone else. I haven't changed, but I know I'm not the same. But somewhere here in between these city walls of dying dreams, I think of death, it must be killing me.
Thank you.